Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Now, as I was focusing and reflecting upon these readings for today, I just had all these thoughts of just that experience of looking for something that is lost and finding it, right? As a kid, I would enjoy playing hide and seek. My kids enjoy playing hide and seek. And there's this journey that you're on when you do so, and this excitement when you find what was lost. Right? Or the 100 times that I've lost my keys over the course of my lifetime and couldn't find them. I wouldn't say there's such a joy in looking for those keys, but there is something about it. You can just imagine all of the things that kind of go on in your head, and you retrace your steps and you have all these different thoughts. And then when you find it, there's just this peace. What was lost is now found. So I think about that, and in my work today, I'm focusing on training missionaries who are out seeking individuals who are lost. A major part of their mission is to seek out young people who have not yet found a life in Christ, and therefore are lost. Their hearts are searching. But I think as I reflect upon these passages today, I think if we could make that the focal point for how we evangelize, how we share our faith with others, if we really started to have a culture in our Christian faith about searching, And engaging in that reality of the searching and understanding what's lost, how much easier would it be to help people come to find what they're looking for? In fact, that's what we believe in our Christian faith, is God is everywhere. We don't have to look for him. He's everywhere. And really, it's the exercise, the discipline, and the awareness of the looking that is so important. And the heart that is searching and that is aware of the searching, along with a heart that understands that it's lost, can be found. But I love this gospel passage because of the rejoicing that happens when it's found. Now we can easily look at the reality of this passage that's focusing on sin and the need to repent. And I'm alluding to that, of course, in what I'm saying. And what a gift. But I think what I see here is, as Jesus is talking to the disciples or the Pharisees who are frustrated that he's with the sinners, it seems as though Jesus has a preference for the lost and has the same kind of joy in finding what was lost as I did when I was a kid playing hide and seek, and I might find my uncle or my cousin hiding in the most ridiculous place. What joy there is for God. And I pray that when I fall, as I fall throughout my life, that I would quickly remember the passage from today and quickly recall God's preference for the lost and the joy that he has in finding the lost. Let us pray. Lord God, be with us today. Give us the grace of knowing your love and your preference for us and the search that you have for us. And Lord, let us become like you in our search for you always, especially in those moments where we feel that we're lost or that we've lost you, that we would run and seek and find and look up, look around, and have a grace of realizing your presence right here with us. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username Kofome, that's C-O-F-O-M-E. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's S-U-S-C-I-P-E.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.